It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD could soon be a much smaller transit agency. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The coronavirus pummeled RTD's ridership and its budget. So the agency is now proposing it cut between a quarter and a third of its entire workforce. That's more than 800 positions, including bus drivers, mechanics, administrative support staff, and more. The reductions would make it impossible for RTD to return to pre-pandemic service levels anytime soon. The agency's board of directors will take up the proposed cuts as part of RTD's budgeting process this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The superintendent of Colorado's third largest school district resigned at a school board meeting Tuesday. Thomas Tucker has led the Douglas County School District since July of 2018. He said it's been personally difficult to remain in the position with an ailing mother in Arkansas.
The Douglas County School District Board of Education has not asked me to resign. This is my decision, and for some, please do not be so quick to judge.
Several board members expressed gratitude for Tucker's leadership. Jefferson County School Superintendent announced his resignation in July. Tucker shepherded the district through turmoil surrounding the Highlands Ranch STEM school shooting last year. The White House has withdrawn its nomination of William Perry Penley to head the Bureau of Land Management. The move was expected as the U.S. Senate returned to work Tuesday. Penley has been leading the agency since last summer and is still in that role, now without Senate confirmation. He was a controversial choice to take over permanently and faced criticism from conservation groups and Democrats. Penley oversaw the BLM headquarters move to Grand Junction earlier this year. The cold front moving across Colorado has helped crews fighting the state's wildfires, and it has improved air quality along the Front Range. That's according to Scott Landis, who's been tracking wildfire smoke for the state.
We're going to be in a pretty slow-moving weather pattern, and as long as that stays there, it's really going to cut off the flow from all the active wildfires elsewhere in the western U.S., so I think we should have some pretty good air quality here for the remainder of this week.
And the wet and chilly weather is hanging on across Colorado for another day at least. Metro Denver has highs today in the 40s. This is CPR News.